This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Let's be happy. I guarantee you'll be happy through some of this hour of the Good Day program, hopefully through most of it, because that's the game here on the Good Day program. Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen, we don't play games, but it's not like the $5 million game on Amazon. But listen, hopefully the rewards are that you feel like there's a spring in your step as you're listening to us or after you've listened to us. And speaking of spring, we're now into the season of spring in a manner of speaking. So as you, we're all in the next day or two going to celebrate the spring equinox, perhaps in different ways.
Speak for yourself.
But you're not really. You're not celebrating spring?
I have like what is it? The sad seasonal adjusted depression
adjusted
or whatever
disorder.
That people feel.
Yeah. Right. That's winter
when the wintertime comes. That's what I feel when the wintertime is leaving. When it is, there is more daylight hours than nighttime hours.
Whoa.
When the sun rises earlier and sets later.
Yay.
I get PO'd, man.
Really? Uh-oh. And now, who's Captain Curmudgeon among the two
Me.
Of us?
I will take that hat, sir.
All right. Well, we here in the Northern Hemisphere, although I say we're located in the Northern Hemisphere. People listening to us around the world, the people in the Southern Hemisphere who are going in to fall, because that's what happens after you go below the equator. And the time of the day, the next 24 hours or so, it's equal. That is how much darkness and how much light there is for all of us. So doesn't that symbol balance and harmony? I think that's one of the things that we can learn from Mother Nature, or the Earth, the planet, the universe, the awesomeness of how the world works, frankly. Just think about it. How is it so perfect? How does it happen this way every single year at the same time in the same way? Think about that. We understand that it happens, but do you think, how does this happen? We're back to the questions that young children ask. Why? How? Who? What? Yeah, well, that's a pretty good question, don't you? Think it is? People spring into wellness. They are more active. They rejuvenate their mind, their body, their spirit with springtime, except for Jay. She's not doing any of that stuff. Having none of it.
So if you feel the same way as I do, let's unite. Let's be friends.
Yeah, let's be friends on Facebook. Yeah, there's a new Facebook. How about that? A new group, a new social media group. The people who have the blahs in springtime. Blah, bah, humbug, spring, boo.
Boo, hiss, table flip.
Meanwhile, the earth is awakening, and the flowers are proof positive of that. Lots of blossoms here, a lot of new growth. Having spent as much time as I have in California, usually they do have seasons in a manner of speaking there. It's just not as... It's not as visible, if you will. It's not as acute as we have here on the East Coast. But there are different flowers you can smell early in January. There are different kinds of flowers that come out. And February, there are more. It's just neat. Anyway, enjoy what we have, the symbols of things, the new growth, new awakening. Give yourself a break and give yourself a great opportunity to plant new things. You're going to plant stuff. We'll put them and start plowing. I think, the next couple of weekends I'm not here. But soon I will put peas in the ground and lettuce in the ground and spinach in the ground, all the things that don't mind the cold nights. As long as there's some, as long as the soil is soft enough to start growing, that's what happens. And so with that, think about your intentions. Think about new beginnings. Think about how you can flourish. Right, I know I sound like a preacher or maybe a Zig Ziglar from time to time, but that's the idea. I want you to feel like there is good stuff going on. Here's a mother who runs a hair workshop for dads, and in the workshop, the dads learn how to style the hair of their daughters. This is kind of an interesting thing, teaching dads how to manage their daughter's hair. And the more hands, I guess, the merrier. The lady's name is Sarah Eaton. Mm-hmm. She's been organizing lessons showing moms how to do the stuff, the braids and all that sort of thing. And then she got the idea that women said that their male partners ought to learn the skill as well. So now she runs an hour-long Dad and Me workshop at her community center where they learn how to do the basic stuff like detangle long hair, Jay. Your father ever mess with your hair, or was that always your mother?
No, I mean,
you ever wear ponytails
and
stuff?
I had a sensitive scalp, so I hated having my hair brushed, period.
Really?
But, it's just one of those things where this is, there's a whole new generation where it's less likely that dads are, quote-unquote, helping their spouses, and like the moms, and are more likely active, involved partners. Like, it's a true partnership where people are doing both things. There are more stay-at-home dads than there ever were. And so, therefore, they would be the ones doing the hair. Or there are just more single dads who would need to learn how to do this.
Mm-hmm. Well,
it's definitely a society of more partnerships where people pick up the slack. It's, if you lived on your own, you would have to do all of this stuff anyway. So why do you let your spouse take over everything? Just do it together.
Do it together. The family that braids together stays together. Right? Yes? No? Maybe? Well, listen. There's voting today in America and in Gambia. People say, where's Gambia? And it's a country in Africa that's growing, and they're working on women's reproductive rights and that kind of stuff there. It seems to be an international issue, isn't it?
Yeah.
Huh? Women's reproductive rights. The things that are being decided today and tomorrow as the votes are counted, sometimes they don't always get counted right in the day of. So, be interesting. I've kind of put down, because I don't like the fact that we don't have a national, we don't have a day for all of us to go at the same time to do the primary work. But there are things that will be indicated by some of the down ballot races. Who's going to be the more influential? You'll see some of those things, whether it's Trump or Biden in these states. So it's one of those things we see. Wait, see what happens. Meanwhile, the larger of the two, is Uber bigger than Lyft? I use Lyft. I don't use Uber. I used to use Uber all the time, but I found them always to be running late, and the cars weren't.
Deciding they don't want to come out to you and canceling at the last minute.
Yeah, there's some of that too. Anyway, there's a class action lawsuit against Uber, and now they have to pay $272 million to settle a legal fight down in Australia with their taxi drivers down there. I thought this was interesting because you wonder, okay, does this have merit in America as well? The lawsuit against Uber had been expected to go to trial. The Supreme Court down in Australia taking up the issue, which is 8,000 taxi drivers suing Uber. But apparently they dropped it because they made a settlement, right? And that's so. How did they divvy this stuff up, though? $178 million. Who gets what out of that? Does everybody get an equal share of it? I always wonder about those things. You know,
I think it does go to those taxi drivers and then the hire car drivers.
Yeah.
Limo drivers and stuff, which a lot of limo drivers, if they have somebody and they know that they're going to be at a certain place for a period of time, they will go in Uber or Lyft, drive for Uber or drive for Lyft, like in the in-between.
Right. Some people drive for both. That's what you're saying.
Not all of them do. Right. Not all of them do. Because a lot of people, if they have a limo, they'll leave their stuff in the limo. But ones who are only hiring them for like drop off and pick up and they have that time in between, they will.
Yeah. All right. Well, meanwhile, back here in the States, Donald Trump has not been able to secure the $454 million bond. He's been to 30 different bonding companies and they will not give him the bond. So what I'm wondering, and maybe this is a question for Jennifer, unless you know, I don't know what the consequences are. Does he go to jail because he can't come up with a $454 million bond? What's the resolve to the problem? There's a penalty. I don't think he should be paying this anyway, but apparently in order to keep himself from getting thrown into the slammer. The deadline is next week for him to come up with the $454 million. So you'd think that some of the people who, and I wonder, I can't imagine he's not pursuing this. He's always talking about the fact that he's worth $3 or $4 billion. Obviously, that's not true. If he can't come up with a $454 million bond, then he's not worth that kind of dough. He may have those sort of assets.
His properties,
but
he has them
leveraged. Yeah, but he's got loans and leverages on all of them. I understand how that works. So, at any rate, why don't the big people, the big money people that support Trump, why don't they come up with the money and give it to him? I don't understand all these people that talk about Trump and all the wealthy people. Okay, so each one of you that's got a lot of dough, put up $1 million. There's got to be 400 people that can come up with $1 million to give him to, or is that just so much hooey? I guess that's the question. Anyway, so I've mentioned Trump, so now I have to mention Biden, right? We have to be equal opportunity explorers here. And so I thought it was interesting. I think most of the Kennedy family went to the White House to have a photo with President Biden because they're backing him, and they're making a statement about Robert F. Kennedy running as an independent. I think the statement is fairly... It's the dullest of us get the message there. Listen.
Well, but also they're Democrats. They'll go for their party. Their brother's not in their party. Their family member's not in their party.
Yeah. I was at Dr. Benjamin's yesterday, my eye doctor, the guy who did the implants last year in my eye, in my corneas, and he said, "Who are you voting for?" And I said, "I'm going to vote for Kennedy." He looked at me strangely. And I said, "Who are you going to vote for?" And he said, "Biden, because he supports Israel," which I thought was kind of interesting. Anyway, that's it for now, because it's 18 after. This is a good day.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds, which could be life-changing. I mean, you could put that money towards that zero-turn lawnmower you've always wanted. And after using its head-shaping technology to meticulously sculpt the face of the Mona Lisa into your grass, you'll become the undisputed king of Saturday morning lawn care, leaving your neighbor and sworn enemy Gary to question his place in the delicate neighborhood ecosystem. And it's all because you could save money switching at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states.
With Father's Day right around the corner, what do you give the man who has everything? That's pretty easy. You give him an experience he'll never forget. You give him Omaha Steaks. Just head over to omahasteaks.com, omahasteaks.com. Use the promo code 30DUG, that's 30DOUG, and get $30 off qualifying orders. Choose from a variety of mouth-watering packages, bacon-wrapped filet mignon, gourmet grillables like the air-chilled boneless chicken breasts, hamburgers, jumbo franks, and all of Dad's favorites. I'm getting hungry just talking about this. Don't forget, to save room for dessert, their caramel apple tartlets are my favorite. So again, visit omahasteaks.com and use the promo code 30DUG, that's 30DUG, when you place your order today. Get $30 off your qualifying order. Minimum order is required. See site for details. With the presence of Warren Eckstein, our pet's best friend, the pet show is something he's been hosting. I believe Marconi started with radio in 1929, and Warren was 1934. I think that's when this all started.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Here we are at 23 after the hour. Jay Kirshner, Doug, Stephanie. Like we have emphasis on our first names. Jay Kirshner, Doug, Stephan. All right, let's get to the social media rumor mill, the social media technology kind of combo here. I'd like to spend a few minutes in this hour looking at what's going on sort of behind the scenes. And the whole discussion, Jay, about TikTok. There's a lot of speculation that over the weekend, anyway, I don't know if this is going on still as we get into sort of midweek, the speculation spread across TikTok and several other internet sites that the BBC was on standby or alert for an official royal announcement. The claim, the updated focus on Kate Middleton, who is continuing to try to have a private recovery after her surgery. And then there was the whole business with King Charles.
Cancer treatment. Yes.
Well, did Kate Middleton have cancer? Was Kate Middleton's wasn't cancer, though. Was it?
Well, I mean, it hasn't been said that it was. I don't think it was. This was a planned. It was a planned abdominal surgery.
Yeah.
But even King Charles, he went in for what was it, like a prostate exam, and they found cancer not in his prostate, but like it was a separate situation.
Yep. Yeah.
But yeah, so there's been a lot of kind of, you know, secrecy, but they are, just because they're royals and in the public eye, they still should have their privacy if that's what they want. But there's been so much speculation, and now on social media, which are these rumors are unfounded, but they are running rampant that the BBC is on this high alert that there's going to be some announcement, speculating that it might be regarding Kate Middleton, it might be regarding King Charles. Mm-hmm. There was the whole Mother's Day in the UK photo that had all of this stuff about it because it was photoshopped, and some were saying it wasn't even photoshopped, it was AI generated. And now there's another one where this isn't even a new photo, but a photo that Kate Middleton had posted on the late Queen's birthday last April, and it was a picture from, I believe, like the previous summer or whatever, of Queen Elizabeth surrounded by her grandchildren, or some of her grandchildren, and then some great-grandchildren. And after like a recent deep dive, I think it was the AP or Getty or somebody were like, hey, you know what, there's some inconsistencies on this. We think that this photo has been photoshopped as well.
Ugh. And meanwhile, the Russians are spreading the rumor that King Charles is dead. So you got that to deal with. That shows you sort of, I don't believe that he's dead. I think he's been seen, hasn't he, in the last 24 to 48 hours.
Well, even Kate Middleton has recently been seen, too, on a shopping trip with Prince William.
Yeah. So you don't know. This is more proof that you don't know what to believe. You don't, you know, the sources. Why would we believe, again, going back to what happened last week when CNN and MSNBC and the New York Times are quoting the Hamas hospital as being an accurate supplier of information on the numbers of people who have been killed, the Palestinians? Come on. All right,
Jesse,
here's...
get on social media. Don't automatically
make it true.
Do your own research.
All right, so Jay posted it's just basically a request for you to give us your thoughts on TikTok. And so let's see here. Sounds like something liberals and rhinos use. What, the TikTok? There's always going to be a political comment. Jeff says, never have used it because of the China connection. Let's see. Jay says, I've never used TikTok. Buzz says, I have young friends who use it regularly. While it may be useful to some people, I find having one more online media outlet is unnecessary. Brenda says, I love TikTok. There's so much useful information. You can listen to other points of view. Well, you can do that elsewhere besides just on TikTok, Brenda. But that's how you feel, so that's okay. That's good. Another unneeded social media platform, says another listener. So there you have some comments. Thank you. 28 past the hour here on Good Day.
Food waste is the single largest component in our daily trash. I'm Holland Cook. With inflation hacks, American landfills gobble up an estimated 73 billion pounds a year, and lots of what we throw out is still edible because the way it's labeled can be confusing. If the label says, best if used before, that's when its flavor or quality will be best, not whether it's safe to eat. Use by is the last date the product is at peak quality. Other than infant formula, it's still safe. Sell by tells the retailer how long it can stay on the shelf. And freeze by dates are self-explanatory. That's what to do with markdown meat or poultry. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Doug Steffen here with our frequent visitor, Elizabeth Miller. She knows all about losing weight for sure. She knows how Calitrin works because we are in the President's Time, if you will, President's Day, President's Week, President's Month. The folks at Calitrin are having what's called a President's Day 90-day meltdown. So how do people take advantage? There are other products.
You can call us if you want to customize packages. We've always got that available. If you want to move some different products around, we can do custom packages by phone. Our number is toll-free. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. Everybody here is really great in knowing our products and getting you a custom pack that is not only affordable, that's going to work for you. And then we've also extended the big sale on our website, too. So that's at toploss.com.
It's Calitrin and all the related products that we're talking about.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Negotiations for a temporary ceasefire between Israel and Hamas are ongoing, according to White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
We are working 24/7, leaning in, trying to make sure that we get the hostages so that we have a temporary ceasefire so that we can get that all-important aid into Gaza.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken scheduled to visit Saudi Arabia and Egypt this week as part of diplomatic efforts. Peter Navarro, a former advisor to Donald Trump, has turned himself in to begin his four-month prison term at a Miami facility Tuesday. Navarro found guilty of contempt of Congress last year. The FBI reports a continued decline in crime rates across the U.S. Recent data for the fourth quarter of 2023 indicates a 6% decrease in reported violent crime compared to the previous year. John Schaefer, USA News.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You're listening to Doug Steffen's Good Day with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen, who says if your health's important to you, check out the podcast at gooddayhealthshow.com.
Of overwhelming odds, I'm left with only one option. I'm gonna have to science the shit out of this.
I think it's one of the best movies. Caught with my tea. I think it was one of the best movies Matt Damon has done. I was thinking about who, you know, some of the actors that are most visible that are around, like Arnold Schwarzenegger. Yeah, what do you think was his best movie? He's got a
Kindergarten Cop, obviously.
You think so?
True Lies was a good one.
Yeah, that I think that's one of his best ones, frankly. Yeah, that was a very entertaining James Cameron made a movie that people, you know, something in it for everybody. You know, he's bought a farm. Arnold Schwarzenegger is worth about $450 million. He's been very smart with his investment. He's just a smart guy. And so he's decided, he lived in Los Angeles, and he still has a home up off of Sunset, almost on the ocean. But he has moved into this farm, gets up every morning at 5:30, and tends to his animals. He says if he didn't wake up at the time that he does and feed the animals, they'd wake up him and everybody that is around him. I get that. He says the farmer chores are therapeutic and fun. He allows his, he got a bunch of miniature horses and donkeys to follow him around on his farm. So it's kind of cool. And he was spotted shopping at a Walmart recently, which I found also quite amusing. Listen, how
things. I thought he was shopping at Walmart.
Yeah.
A lot of celebrities just like us. I remember, excuse me.
Yes.
This is like a cold from the other world.
The same thing.
I went to college in Colorado in this like really sleepy mountain town. But we had the Walmart. And while I was there, Michael Jackson was still alive. And he was in Aspen and he wanted to get something at Walmart. And they shut. So he went to Walmart and they shut down the Walmart so that he could shop. He loved Walmart.
But they shut it down so he would be the only one in it.
So that he could go in there and shop. Yeah.
Yeah. There you go.
And like they just shut it down for an hour. But it was, one of those things. They shut it down so he could go in there, do his shopping, because he not only liked Walmart, but he liked doing it himself.
There you go. Nothing wrong with that. All right. The continuing flux, if you will, in news and news media, the Gannett Company, which owns a lot of newspapers, local newspapers, they were the founders of USA Today, and they've had a number of successes in big cities. Well, they bought out over the last 20, 25 years a bunch of newspapers in local communities, and they are now closing the local newsrooms as a cost-cutting measure. This will affect the industry. It will affect what you know. It'll affect how you get your news. And it'll make people more dependent on the undependable social media that we now have become sort of used to. But Gannett they don't have the same ability to sell, you know, the same thing as radio. Frankly, local radio newsrooms, there are fewer and fewer good stations that have newsrooms that are doing local coverage of things because of the economics of what has happened in the digital era. What's gone on with podcasts, what's gone on with social media, just the whole thing has changed, and it's not a good, healthy, I don't think it's healthy at all. But anyway, I saw that going on, and I thought I'd just comment on it because it is something that we're all sort of confronted with, if you will. Here's the story of a 106-year-old woman who put on a tiara as she celebrated her birthday at Disney World. I guess you're never too old, right, to celebrate your birthday?
Never too old.
At Walt Disney World, this lady's name is Magnolia Jackson. She'd always wanted to go to Disney, so she visited the park for the first time on her 106th birthday last week. So anyway, I think it's this is why not, right? This is if something keeps you young. You make me feel so young. So that's what going to the Magic Kingdom for her was all about. Mickey and Minnie, right? She had balloons. There was a big sign that celebrated her birthday that was seen across the park. And the cast members came over and gave her a silver tiara, and she put it on. Happy 106th birthday, Magnolia was on it, and the Goofy and Pluto characters were on it. So anyway, she said, I have a good feeling toward all these boys and girls. That's sweet. So there's a lot of video on social media It's a good promotion, obviously, for Disney. She's lived in Florida for quite a long time. So she just, you know, you got things that you want to do and you ought to be able to do them. And they did. They were smart. Disney's smart about stuff like that. You know, they'll take up all the oxygen in the room, but it's not bad. In that case, I think it's cool. Here's something that is not cool, and it is, again, something that is an example of the news media and social media being out of control and how much difference there is between, let's say, news and the stuff that is rumored to be, you know, a part of what we live and what we understand we live with. The CEO of United Airlines is trying to reassure the customers of the airline that it is safe to travel. There have been a number of incidents, and some of them have been on United planes. Some of them have been on American planes. Mm-hmm. Some of them have been Alaska, Delta. They've all had incidents.
Yeah.
And one wonders whether or not, Jay, are they having more incidents, or are we just paying more attention to them?
It seems like it's a Boeing issue rather than a specific airline issue.
Yeah, no, it's not. It isn't even Boeing. There have been Airbus problems with wheels falling out, but they don't get the attention because the news media is so narrowly focused and because they're simplistic in their approach to stories like this. The biggest news and biggest problem started when those two 737 MAXs crashed. What was that, 5-6 years ago? When they both crashed within a week or two of each other. Brand new planes, 386 people were killed because the pilots didn't know how to fly them because they hadn't been trained well, because Boeing sort of hid a problem that surfaced when they were reviewing and testing the planes. And so instead of fixing it, they covered it up, and it's cost them, the bean counters, billions in profits at Boeing. It's disgraceful. Anyway, so this guy who runs United says, last couple of weeks, our airline has experienced a number of incidents that are reminders of the importance of safety. And he said, I want you all to know these incidents have our attention, have sharpened our focus. The thing that bothers me about him admitting that is that he's more or less saying they haven't been paying attention to that, which is more disturbing than any of the problems that they've had. This ought to be something that is right front and center all the time, every day, every airline, every plane. Because if you're 5 miles up in the sky and something happens, not too much you can do about it. They were fortunate. The Alaska Airlines 737 was at 16,000 feet halfway up. So it got back down fairly quickly.
Yeah.
But when you're over 10,000 feet, the oxygen has to come on in the plane. That's when it's pressurized. And so when the pressure was applied, when the pressure system went into action, that's when the door blew out, because it couldn't sustain the pressure of what, you know, the cabin pressure amounts to. So,
unfortunately, nobody was sitting there. But we've also seen this, and we've discussed this numerous times about how when the fasten seatbelt sign is on, it's on for your safety. It's not on just to control you, or how the pilot says, even if the fasten seatbelt sign is off, but you are in your seat, still have the seatbelt sign on, because something like that, I mean, it's not like that happens all the time, but we do see or feel unexpected turbulence. We've seen where people have flown out of their seats. I can't remember who it was, and I think it was a private flight, but people have hit their heads on the ceiling. I think there was a
a commercial passenger plane had the same experience last week. I'm trying to remember who it was.
Farther back than last week. It was sometime within the last couple of years. There was a public figure, and I can't remember her name, but I believe she was on a private flight, and there was an instance of sudden turbulence, and she hit the ceiling and ended up dying from a head injury.
Yeah. Well, that stuff is possible. There's no question about it. And as more and more people, every time I get on a plane, it's full. I'm traveling pretty much on the same route, although I do go here, there, and everywhere. And this next week, I'll be on a plane promo almost every day. Been going back to Los Angeles on Saturday, going to Hawaii on Sunday. We're going to fly over. My partner, Larry Fuss, and I are going over to the Big Island on Wednesday. I'll come back to Los Angeles on Thursday. I'm flying up to see Jack Stockwell on Friday, and then Saturday I'm flying back to Boston. So I have that experience, and just, you know, I see what happens. Actually, last night, coming back, I was having a glass of tomato juice, and we hit a bump, and the can of tomato juice bumped over, fell over, went down, drained into my seat. So that my pants were covered with tomato juice, my underpants, my legs, my shoes, my seat, and the flight attendant was very nice. She came up she's doing her job, but she was nice. We had some fun and she took the seat off of the cushion off the seat and washed it down and cleaned it up, and I cleaned up the stuff on the floor, and, you know, but I couldn't escape the wet tomato. I'm sitting in tomato juice. It was not fun. But, you know, those things happen. Again, when there's a turbulence, it'll be, exactly. All right, here's an 11-foot, 750-pound alligator. Why would someone keep an alligator in their home? Are you nuts?
Most times they buy them when they're tiny, tiny babies, and they forget how big they actually grow.
Right. So this is Hamburg, New York. Department of Environmental Conservation goes to this guy's house and tries to get a 750-pound animal. They didn't. They got him, but it wasn't easy. That's for sure. All right, here we are, 48 after. This is Good Day.
Sherwin-Williams during the March Spring Sale, March 15th through the 25th, and get 35% off paints and stains with prices starting at $28.92. That means 35% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And, of course, get 35% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
To my newborn baby boy. The day you arrived was one of the happiest days of my life. Right up there with the day I bought my RV from that guy on the internet and insured it with Progressive. What a deal. Just know, son, I'll always be here for you. And by here, I mean in the middle of absolutely nowhere. In my RV.
Protect your baby with an RV policy from Progressive. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you could save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Doug Steffen here with Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin.
It's not your typical weight loss formula. It's not a diet product that suppresses your appetite. It doesn't make you feel sick or jittery. It's not working against your body. It's actually working with your body naturally. You take it at bedtime. It helps with sleep, which I know that's going to be great for this time of the year with the time change. It helps with joint pain. It helps repair and rebuild lean muscle tissue, which is what is revving up your metabolism naturally, without drugs, without stimulants. So it's safe, even if you're on medications. And if you give it time to work, it's got a huge 86% success rate with 90 days.
Now, what do we have as incentives? Because there's always some kind of incentive.
Well, we do have a daylight savings special, our daylight savings deal that is discounts on every bottle of Calitrin. So it doesn't matter whether you've got 5 pounds to lose or 135 pounds. We can help you do it.
Daylight savings specials. Get them at toploss.com and lose that weight.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. www.dougsdevins.com immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here.
Come on, and... lady. Get a move
Goodness.
On. Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they make such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
After the hour now. This is the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with Dr. It's the Good Day Health program, in fact. Portions of it are pre-recorded. I love it when radio... Portions of the following program are pre-recorded. Nah, Jack's right here. We're going to talk about weight. Yeah, live and lively on the Good Day Health program. So, this business, you and Ken Kronhaus are at exact opposites when it comes to the Ozempic thing. And I don't know that people know, because we, you know, both these shows are aired on most of the stations that carry them at the same time. Sometimes I think you come first and then Jack comes after you, but it's a two-hour gig that's on every weekend on stations. Many of the stations that carry this program and others carry it on the weekend. So when they hear you talking about Ozempic and what kind of quackery is involved in it, and then they hear Ken say that it's the greatest thing since sliced bread, how do they know what to believe? That's when I come in and say, forget Ozempic, forget all of this. Just go to Calitrin at TopLoss.com and take advantage of the huge St. Patrick's Day sale that continues this week. Lose weight the natural way. So here we have.
Have you seen the large list of side effects of Calitrin? I haven't found one. I haven't even found one, because it's food-based, for crying out loud.
Oh, Calitrin. Yeah, I thought you were talking about Ozempic. Yeah,
no, Ozempic. Calitrin. There's no... yeah. It's fabulous because it's food. Yes. It comes from food sources.
It's like the stuff, the standard process that you have that
exactly.
you sell through your clinic. It's all natural stuff. It's all food-based.
It comes from food.
Yeah.
You have to wonder what Mother Nature had in mind when she created this planet and the food upon this planet and the people that eat that food, that the food would be our medicine and the medicine would be our food, rather than drugs for everything and drugs for anything. And so, you know, and weight loss, I mean, all these weight loss commercials that come on TV all the time.
Just, oh, my God.
Promising the moon, the stars, and the sky. When you lose weight at the dinner table, that is where you lose weight. And that's where you gain weight. Is that the dinner table and all the snacking in between? So it's just the Ozempic. Do we have a second to go through the side effects of this terrible
stuff? Yeah, no, go ahead. Yeah, please.
Thyroid C-cell tumors, acute pancreatitis, acute gallbladder disease, hypoglycemia, acute kidney injury, anaphylaxis, diabetic retinopathy, otherwise it'll destroy your eyes, increased heart rate, and suicide. And some of the most common reactions, nausea, diarrhea, vomiting, constipation, abdominal pain, headache, fatigue, dyspepsia, dizziness, distension, flatulence, gas reflux, and nasopharyngitis, to name a few. I already have patients who tried it for a month and have serious stomach problems a month later that they haven't been able to get over with yet. So, yeah. You know, a diet, you know, when you have a diet, the kind of diet that the kind of foods that Mother Nature intended, no canned goods, no fructose, clean oils, organics, no nitrate sandwich meats, no fast food, they're predicting the global obesity rate now to be 50% by 2030. Half of the people in the Western nations fat by 2030. Yep. But that's the new, you know, forget cancer and heart disease. The obesity is the new pharma profit motivation. And Wegovy and Ozempic, this is not going to be the end of it. You're going to see a bunch more of these drugs showing up for that very reason. And the FDA will approve them.
If you look at the board of directors of the pharmaceutical companies, many of them, who sits on these boards, and then look at who sits on the boards of some of the major, the top four, I don't want to call it food, but it's like feeding cows, like the feed at the trough. The big food outfits like Cargill, and that's the best one, ADM. There are four or five of those companies, and the same people sit on the boards. So, you know, you come up with a conclusion, which I have talked about many times, and so have you on the air, of what these guys are doing. They prepare, they feed you crap, they make stuff that's awful, they promote the hell out of it, so you want to buy Kellogg's sugar-coated cereals and whatever else is out there, and then they have a pill, they have a drug for you from another company that supposedly will make you better. It's the biggest sham, it's a scam and a sham, and yet we fall for it hook, line, and sinker, because the food that they prepare is loaded with sugar and fat, so it tastes good. And so we want to have more. Give me another hamburger. Give me whatever else.
It also has additives that are absolutely addictive.
Yeah.
So it's hard. It's very, it is not easy to lose the weight the way Mother Nature intended. But it's the only way that will preserve the heart, the liver, the pancreas, the kidneys.
Yep.
So
it's there.
Anyway, I was just going to say jackstockwell.com.
Thank you. You can go to not only that, but the other website as well.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.